Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service ad agency, InsightCubed.com, and the elite training team at Taro International. Achieve, lead, outclass at Taro.com.
It is the Business News Hour. Welcome back. We're with the president and founder of Taro International, Roe Crosby. It's a training and development company for businesses and for individuals, and because every business wants to know what the ROI is when it comes to their investment, we're going to deal today with calculating the return on investment when it comes to staff and individual training. Welcome to the Business News Hour, Roe. Good to see you again.
Thank you, Michael. It's good to be here again.
Yeah, as we say, every time you guys come in, Wayne was in earlier and you're here right now, and we always say that we learn so much when the Taro people come.
Well, thank you.
And Tyler's all ears. So we're going to talk about the ROI of training. You know, every business spends money to get their, or should be spending money to get their employees up to speed, whatever it happens to be. And yesterday we had a great conversation with our friends from Arion talking about how millennials really want that training process to continue so that they can access a better job.
Yes.
So clearly we're spending money on this stuff. You provide this stuff.
How do
we measure the success?
How do we measure the success? And I was excited this is our topic because I feel like we're probably kindred spirits in the same way. It's maybe a little challenging to measure the impact that training has on an organization. People struggle with marketing as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
You know, how do you actually put some metrics around
mm-hmm,
that?
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. The millennial population considers training to be part of their compensation. And they don't believe that some of their formal education has prepared them adequately, so they are looking to their employers for training.
And more employers, I think, are being forced into that because mm-hmm. they just can't get somebody. You know, I heard a great thing yesterday, Roe, that talks about education in general. When someone gets a degree from a college, people automatically say, okay, you are now trainable. In other words, you have been trained. You may not know anything about this particular right. job prospect, but you're trainable. And so that would point even to more of a need for training in soft skills or those job-ready things schools don't do.
Absolutely. The schools largely prepare people with the technical qualifications they need to be successful. And then it's in the workplace that we pick up the interpersonal skills, either formally through training programs right. like Taro or on an ad hoc basis. And unfortunately, that way we acquire bad habits sometimes.
Yes, we do. How true. So just like in marketing, where it's sometimes difficult to measure that, we always tell our clients, well, you can measure it on sales, for crying out loud. But how do you go about measuring success or the ROI of training?
Well, we could probably say much the same thing you did. You can measure sales, for crying out loud.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things we caution people about is to invest in those questions before you start the initiative. So what is it strategically we're trying to impact
yeah.
with a training or with a marketing program? And because we can get impression feedback. People do that in training. We can measure whether learning happened, whether behavior change happened. And those are levels 1, 2, and 3 of measurement in our industry. But ultimately, your business professional wants to know, did it make a difference? Am I seeing a financial return or a tangible return? And so up front, we're going to say, what are we trying to move the needle on? So sales training is often trying to move the needle on sales. And if we can get some benchmarks, we can measure against that. And then we have to, of course, apply some confidence ratings. Is the increase in sales because of the training?
Mm-hmm.
Or was there a new product introduction during that time? Or was there a marketing program? So we've got to be able to kind of tease out what role the training had. Other common metrics that we measure around are employee retention or employee turnover. I've got a great story of a client who engaged Taro for intensive leadership training over the course of about 5 years. Global organization, rolling turnover, 22% per year, 50% in some countries, and their goal was 12.
Oh.
And so over the course of about 4 years, we were able to get that turnover down to 14%. And that's a return on investment because we can attach numbers to
There's real dollars attached
to
that.
Oh, heavens yes.
So, okay, that's a great story. What did they do to move that needle so far in just a couple of years?
Well, we do needs assessment before we start a training program. And so you try to figure out why are people leaving, and you do some interviews. We do stay interviews. We do exit interviews. And the research is pretty clear. People tend to leave their supervisors.
Yeah.
They leave their relationships. And so we did some analysis on what are the gaps around leadership in that organization, and then we're able to customize a program around that. And we found out a couple of interesting things, because some turnover is desirable. What we're trying to halt is the undesirable turnover when you want to keep the person. And so do we have a bad fit to start with? And we had a lot of that going on, where we had leaders that actually weren't even hiring the right person for the job. So you're destined to have a turnover. So we did a lot of work around recruiting and interviewing skills and new employee orientation. Then the second factor is the leader creating an environment where the people can bring out the best in themselves and they find it motivating and they want to stay.
Right.
And so we did training around that. And those two things together really drove those numbers.
Amazing. You know, it really is amazing. So when we're talking about the return on investment for training, I mean, there's a case study right there that saved that company literally hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Millions, actually.
Really?
Yeah. which is great for Taro, because we don't even have to.
You didn't even charge millions.
I don't even have to disclose our fees to be able to tell you. And it was a pretty good return on investment.
I guess it was. So when we determine what to measure, is that how you go into this, into the pre-training conversation with the business and say, okay, where are we and where do we need to spend some time? We just had Wayne Bruns on just half an hour ago, talking about effective communication tools, how to communicate effectively to persuade people to do what you would like people to do, whether it's manage people or selling something. I would suspect that the return on investment, measuring that, could be, I want to say simple, but it sounds as though you should be able to see that transition in a person's confidence and ability almost right away.
You can see evidence of your investment usually pretty quickly. There's tangible and intangible measures. And so what we're able to observe or what people might report, testimonial feedback, that's intangible measures. That's all very useful. Although when you're going to make a presentation to the board of directors or to the CEO to justify the spend, you need the hard dollars. And that's when we need to really take a look at the metrics.
Just a question that I've been wondering while we've been talking. How do you, Ro, how does Taro International, how do you approach companies with this system? I mean, do you wait for them to come to you, or are you actively going out and knocking on doors and saying, how are things?
How are things? Well, our clients come to us in a number of ways, certainly referrals and word of mouth. We reach out whenever we know an organization's going through change or is growing or is introducing a new product line. We know they probably have some employee or leader development needs, so we might approach them in that case. We don't do ROI measurement on everything that we do. That's actually very time-consuming and expensive. So we do that when we do leadership series, when we do a sales academy, when we do something that's going to change behavior over a period of time. That's what we call a level four measurement. We routinely do level one measurement, just impression feedback. Did people like it? And that's important because if people didn't like the experience,
then something's got to change.
Yeah, they're not likely to use the skills. And then we can also measure, did they learn anything? We do that for many programs. Did the learning translate to behavior? So, for example, I have learned a lot about the importance of exercise and a healthy diet. The question is, am I acting on that knowledge? Mm-hmm. And so we can measure that, too, the difference between knowledge and behavior. But it's this higher level that we generally only apply if it's a series or an academy where we can collect data over time.
And how are those results communicated to a client? How do you sit down with them and metrically go through all this? How do you How do you share that information?
Well, we prepare very comprehensive reports with all kinds of graphs and all kinds of pretty pictures. But actually, the client has to collaborate with us, and, yeah, and we've got to have a pretty deep relationship.
I was going to say,
they're going to have to disclose information.
Right.
You know, sales numbers, turnover numbers. That's data that's not normally available to a training company unless the client is really in partnership with them.
So you are almost embedded into that company as
yes,
far as what's going on with the company, numbers and sales and who's directing what, and the supervision of that company as well. Have you ever run into some really amazing surprises?
My very favorite story I'll share with you was a leadership academy a few years ago. And as part of this academy, the participants in it, the leaders in training, were invited to tackle a project. And we encouraged them to take on a project they wouldn't normally take on as part of their job. And a woman in the class was an accountant in headquarters. And she said, "I'm going to tackle scrap in one of our manufacturing facilities." This is a project she would not have been involved in,
right,
had she not been in this program. So it's reasonable to say that likely 100% of the outcomes from that are related to the skills she acquired, mm-hmm, as well as the fact the program went on. She went out to that plant as part of her implementation of the skills acquired in training, and at the end of the year saved $500,000 in that plant, and they rolled out that project to all of their plants worldwide.
Oh,
and
my,
the savings have been phenomenal. And good for her, because she stretched herself, she challenged herself to take on something that would not normally be in her job description, yet it demonstrated so beautifully the exact type of leadership that the company was trying to develop in their people.
Ro Crosby, ladies and gentlemen, great stories from the road, so to speak. We're talking about ROI of your training investment. If you missed all or any of that interview, all you have to do is click on the podcast and you will hear it all right there. Thank you, Ro, for doing this.
My pleasure.
All right. Ro Crosby, ladies and gentlemen, Tarot International. Tyler says it is time to leave, because we've got the cleanup crew coming in, and that means we've got empty waste baskets or something. We got to get out of here. Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. And the music that you're listening to right this moment was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. We will be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5:05 with the business news. Till then, be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.